Three Girls and a Baby. Chapter 1. My life ended on a Saturday morning. Oh, okay. My life didn't end, technically, but it sure felt like it did. And yeah, I suppose you could make the argument that the whole mess technically began 6 weeks prior to that, when my ex-boyfriend Josh waltzed back into my life and created, with my willing and eager help, such havoc. To me, though, that Saturday in January, the day I found out, was really the beginning of the event that completely changed my life. On that day, I woke up to amazing smells wafting through the kitchen. Jen, my housemate, was cooking breakfast. After pulling on my robe, I stumbled down the stairs, meeting Annie on the way. Annie nudged me with her elbow. "I'm sorry to have to tell you," she said in mournful tones, "but Jen is my favorite roommate. I would kick you out and never speak to you again if she wanted me to." I nodded seriously. She had a point. Jen hummed to herself as she dipped another piece of bread. I happened to glance down at the bowl holding the dipping mixture of eggs and milk. Immediately, I felt my stomach lurch violently, and I knew I only had seconds to get to the bathroom. Pushing away from the counter, I stumbled as quickly as I could out of the kitchen and into the bathroom, falling on my knees in front of the toilet just in time. I reached up to grab a Kleenex, only to find the box empty. I leaned over and opened the cabinet, but it wasn't a Kleenex box my fingers brushed first. It was a carton of tampons. "Oh my God," I whispered. Frantically, I tried to count in my head. "Jin, you okay?" Annie called from the other side of the door. "Okay? What did that word even mean? How could I tell her what was happening? How could I tell her what I had done?"
"Ginny, open the door, you're freaking me out."
Wiping my mouth, I began to tell her that I was fine, but discovered I couldn't manage those words.
"Come in here, please, Anne," I said instead.
I heard the knob turn as Annie peeked around the door.
"What's wrong? Are you okay?"
She was crouching in front of me before I could respond. I looked up into her eyes, my very best friend, and I wished desperately that I wouldn't have to tell her what I suspected. She would be unable to understand how I could have been with Josh after everything. She would think less of me, and I was terrified to see that in her eyes. So, like the coward that I am, I closed mine.
"I think I'm pregnant," I whispered.